There's a story behind every raven's tail robe.
So up here we have the Northern Lights with the Chilkoot Mountains. And then down here are bear prints and the salmon going upstream.
That's Aurora Sutherland describing the raven's tail robe she's wearing. She's in fifth grade and in Harborview Elementary's Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy program. And on Tuesday night, she and her classmates made history.
You have just witnessed the largest gathering of raven's tail regalia in history ever.
That's Master Weaver Lily Hope as she spoke to a full crowd at Centennial Hall. They gathered to learn the history and the future of raven's tail weaving, or Yaith Kuwu. People say the intricate art form slept for a century before it was brought back to life by master weavers like Cheryl Samuel and Kay Parker. Both were honored at the event. Another weaver, Shimlikskun Ruth Hallows, commended their dedication to passing their knowledge to others.
In 2019, there were fewer than a dozen weavers in the world who had woven a raven's tail dancing robe. Today, there are four times as many, and our numbers are growing.
At the event, people learned about the stories behind the weaving and the journey that it took to bring it back to life. Not only did they get to look at them, they got to watch them come to life. On stage, dozens of students and adult dancers sang in unison to a drumbeat. As they moved and twirled, the white fringes on their robes flew in the air like tail feathers of a bird. Memo Contreras, one of the students dancing, said his favorite part of dancing was watching the fringe move.
Because it looks delightful.
Marie Johnson was one of the adult dancers on stage. She says it gives her so much joy to see people young and old gather to celebrate their culture.
This is a great honor, you know, to bring something to life and to be able to just share our culture and let people know what the meanings are behind everything, because every blanket and every article has a story.
After the event, Hope says the journey to grow the number of raven's tail weavers is far from over.
It means we're doing the good work. It means our communities are strong. It means we have mentors in multiple cities and villages. It means the art form is alive and well. And it's just going to get bigger and better from here.
On Friday, the robes will go on exhibit at the Juneau Douglas City Museum. They'll be on display there throughout the summer. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.